Bowen.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and video showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body. Escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland, the U.K. announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedwiski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students. Nedwiski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol Tuesday. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, the kickoff in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and summer-like with a high of 82. For tonight, a stray shower or storm can't be completely ruled out after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 64. Partly sunny with a high of 86 on Saturday. Right now, 53 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, federal cuts are threatening food share programs across the country, but one county in Wisconsin is working to keep them alive. Wisconsin Watch journalist Bennett Goldstein is our guest. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
7:06 now. Nice to have you back up north on this Friday morning. It is September 12th, and our Week in Review panel will be coming up in just a bit. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will be here. Journalists Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze will be joining us as well. Got an early start to the weekend, so listen throughout the day on your local civic media station for a forecast that last I checked seemed to be a pretty promising one for a good chunk of the weekend. Maybe some precipitation tonight. Other than that, things are looking real good. Plus, the Packers won't be playing this weekend since they won yesterday. So get on out and enjoy the weekend as best you can. Robin Tigerton, of course, is not taking a day off. He says it's foggy and 51 degrees and mowed 5 yards in the Tigerton area. Two more today. Says, I watched the Packers beat the Commanders 27-18. Great win last night. I'm going to the Tigerton Lions Club Steak Fry on Saturday night. Parker Olson's producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. And I have to admit, I've been to you know, charcoal chicken feeds. I've been to a lot of things. I don't know that I've actually been to a steak fry, where it's just a whole massive amount of steaks on the grill and you grab one of those. But I would go.
I was going to say, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
It really does. You know, it just seems like the ones are either, you know, chicken or brats or, you know, whatever. But yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to a steak fry. I'm not going to be in the Tigerton area this weekend, though. So I'll be on the lookout for
one. I was gonna say, you have an opportunity here, Pat.
I know. So again, if you didn't stay up, and I didn't, a lot of people didn't, but the Packers beat the Commanders 27-18 last night. Jordan Love threw for 292 yards, 2 touchdowns. You couple that with a victory over the Lions on Sunday. The Packers already have 2 wins over playoff teams from last season in just a 5-day span. And now they have 9 days before their next game. Tight end Tucker Kraft had 6 receptions for a career-high 124 yards, including an 8-yard touchdown midway through the fourth quarter to crush the Commanders' attempt at a comeback. I like that. The Packers' pass rush kept Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels to unusually low numbers, but the team also suffered a big loss when wide receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone in the first quarter, making an amazing 33-yard catch in the end zone. That should have been a touchdown and was nullified by, how do I put this properly, a stupid penalty.
There were a couple of, I'll call them soft.
There was, where was the other one where Coach LaFleur lost his mind at a player?
I thought he ran
out of the field when he wasn't supposed to. And
yeah.
Oh, I don't know I've ever seen him that animated angry at a player.
That's probably true. At a player, that's probably true. Yeah. I think originally he was mad at the officials, then they told him what happened, and then he turned it on the player. I didn't see who the player was.
He really did. So, again, they normally have the next day off, so he's not, whoever that player was, I didn't take his name down. He's not running laps today, but I'll bet you next week sometime when they look back at the film on that, Can you imagine a film session the way they do after every game? If we had to do that after every show, if we had to just go sit in a dark room and Luke Mathers rolls the footage and then stops and starts it and occasionally berates us for what we do how we did it and how we executed.
How would you like those coaching sessions to change into that?
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
having just a film room instead.
Since we're on
social media, we have a video component. You can literally roll the film and go, what was that smirk right there, Kreitlo? What was that about? You know?
What are you suggesting here?
Yeah, right. Okay, thankfully we don't have that problem here. Luke, right away on the text line. I love this idea.
I am
suddenly filled with regret for giving him an idea.
I genuinely think that would be entertaining and possibly actually fun to do like once a week, especially after a week like this. Get the spirits back up, folks.
It could be fun. It could also be soul crushing. Romeo Dobbs touchdown to open scoring for the Packers capped a 7-play 96-yard drive. And that included a 57-yard completion to Kraft, a 14-yard scramble by Love on a 3rd and 9. Josh Jacobs made it 14-0 with a 2-yard touchdown run to finish a 10-play 92-yard march. Jacobs finished with 84 yards on 23 carries. And so now the Packers are off for 9 days. Their next game is Sunday, September 21st, a noon game against Cleveland. And you'll be able to hear that on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Meanwhile, the Badger football team is in Alabama for the very first time playing the Crimson Tide on their home turf. The pregame begins at 9 o'clock on several Civic Media stations. And the Milwaukee Brewers are back in action after a day off. They are home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins this evening at 6:35 on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. But apart from the series this weekend against the Cardinals, there will then be a series of games next week against some team whose name apparently is still in doubt by the elderly host of this program, who grew up with them being called the California Angels.
Yeah.
And then they insisted on becoming the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And then they were the Anaheim Angels. And now apparently, are they just the Los Angeles Angels now? Is that the
they are just the Los Angeles Angels now. I'm not sure that you've got that in the right order, but I do think that those are all true names that they have had.
Those are all true names, and I think I might have that in the right order. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is the Brewers play, again, the Cardinals this weekend, the Angels, whatever the heck they are, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those are all night games, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you have a chance to go to the Thursday night one on us, on Civic Media, and get 4 great seats to do that because it's Free Ticket Friday. Normally, we'd put some big intro in there, but I never did. There we go.
Yeah.
And that's why we want you to get your phone out, get to your Civic Media app, call up one of the stations where you can hear this show and many other fine programs, use the text feature, and text us between now and 9 a.m., the end of the show. Text us the keyword catch. C-A-T-C-H. Like, I'd love to give you these tickets, but there's a catch. You got to be able to receive and use tickets on your phone, and you got to be able to use them. If you can go to that game next Thursday night against the Angels of wherever, then use that text feature. Text us catch.
Okay. It was California Angels?
Yes.
Then it was Anaheim Angels.
Then it was Anaheim. Okay.
Then it was Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Okay.
And then in 2016, they dropped the of Anaheim, and they are now simply the Los Angeles Angels, formerly of Anaheim.
Okay. Why don't they just change their name to not the Dodgers? I mean,
yeah, they've
if you're
got
gonna
quite
take
the brand
Los Angeles,
to
you know,
fight against there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tough for them.
But I mean, look, it's not as bad as the Athletics or the A's or whatever,
God,
who are currently the Athletics of West Sacramento,
not
someday
even
to be Las Vegas.
They're just, you know, the A's right now. They don't acknowledge where they are at all.
That's unbelievable.
It's so bad.
And again, that should not have been allowed to happen to Oakland. But, you know, again, there's plenty of politics involved. But nice to see entries coming in. Again, catch the word between now and 9. There will be more chances for you to enter and win. throughout the course of the day, different keywords on different programs. And so, yes, you'll get multiple entries. And then one of those entries will be pulled to win four tickets to next Thursday's game, Brewers against the Angels. Hey, have you met Ellie yet? Ellie is the new newsletter editor for Up North News. She works on our weekday edition, and I still put together the Sunday morning politics edition of our newsletter. Ellie is a native of Oconomowoc and is getting back into the swing of things here as our new newsletter editor. While we were kind of, you know, in transition there, we went from Monday through Friday to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but now Ellie's on board, and we'll be getting back to Monday through Friday real soon on that newsletter, full of good Wisconsin stories and features and news. And so for all of that, be sure you head over to our website and sign up, subscribe at upnorthnewswi.com. In today's edition, it's if you like to take your dog out and about and maybe want to take your pup for a pint, there are some Wisconsin breweries and beer gardens that welcome dogs. Nice little story about that. And it is not too soon to plan your weekend bucket list. The bucket list has got to include some fall colors. And this newsletter has a link to a story about 9 of the prettiest drives that are out there. So again, get signed up for the newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Parker, one story that came out this week that I thought was worth mentioning was about the richest people in Wisconsin. As you know, Forbes puts together a list, and for years and years and years and years, we have been telling you that John Menard of Menards is the richest man in Wisconsin, the richest person in Wisconsin.
Craig Coleman.
No more. He has been bumped off the list by Diane Hendricks. Wow. The chair owner and co-founder of ABC Supply of Beloit. She now is the wealthiest person in Wisconsin, according to Forbes. The 78-year-old has a net worth of $22 billion compared to the paltry $20 billion that Menard, age 85, of Eau Claire, is worth. Hendricks, now with being the wealthiest one in Wisconsin, is also the 44th wealthiest American, and Menard is number 48 on the list. And has been the case in recent years, Wisconsin still has 7 billionaires on the Forbes 400 list. They include Judy Faulkner, 82 years old, worth nearly $8 billion, who is the founder of Epic Systems out of Verona. There's James Cargill, who is one of a dozen heirs to the Minnesota-based Cargill fortune. The 76-year-old is worth $5 billion. Then there are 3 members of the S.C. Johnson Company out of Racine, and they are each worth just about $5 billion. Let's see, there's also some folks with some Wisconsin ties, including Tennessee resident Jimmy Haslin, co-owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who has a net worth of about $8 billion. Ron Wanick, the founder and chair of Ashley Furniture out of Arcadia, has a net worth of $6 billion. His son, the current CEO of Ashley Furniture, is also a billionaire. And last but not least, there's Dick and Liz Eline, co-founders of Pleasant Prairie-based Uline, and both of them, 80 years old, are worth $6 billion. Still have $6 billion despite throwing more money than God into political ads for boosting all kinds of candidates and causes and things like that. I mean, just adding up the Wisconsin billionaires alone, I should have done that math here, but I mean, we're talking what, 60, $70 billion.
More money than it should be.
With just those 7 or 8 elderly people. And so when people want to look at, you know, somebody down the road who's maybe getting, you know, some Medicaid benefits, or, you know, somebody who maybe is getting a break on their college tuition and saying, that's the problem, that's where my money is going. No, we know where your money went, and we know how to deal with this. We had a tax code that built up the middle class for the first few decades after World War II. And then some of those billionaires figured out if they get political power, they get to hoard more of it. And that's exactly what's happening until the voters change things once again. Our Week in Review panel is coming up. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
We're talking about Bethlehem Lutheran. The Fall Festival is coming up this weekend, and Pastor Conrad Prell joins us. As you look at this festival, it's very important for your church family, isn't
it? Oh, yes, yes. It's one of the outreach efforts we have. We try to invite, you know, or hopefully people will come from all over the Richland Center, Rockbridge, Hub City, Bloom City, whatever, you know, all those little towns in the area, and that, you know, coming for the festival, but we'll invite them inside. We've got a spaghetti dinner that we're going to be having, and we can walk them through, if they want to walk through, where the area where we actually worship and how that looks, and take them down through what the academy itself that Pastor Louis got going for several years, and let them know that that's still active, and we are always interested in helping out with parents if they need time for their kids, if they'd like to send their kids to the academy. Give them just a little taste of what school is going to be like, but also give them a little taste of the gospel message, of the message of Christ Jesus, their Lord and Savior. And maybe the parents will be more interested then too, and I can get in touch with them then and see if they'd like to come to worship at 10:15 Sunday mornings, or if they'd like to do some sort of adult instruction. Learn more about their Savior and learn more, too, about what the church is all about and how we teach the Bible and that. And if we got extra bulletins around, hand them out, too, and they can see how we worship.
I know Pastor Louis got the call elsewhere, and then you got the call to come help out.
I had been helping out some, but since April, I've been much more involved learning people's names, learning new faces, learning a new schedule. On that, driving from Elroy to Rockbridge quite often, visiting with the members themselves, and also getting involved again with a young couple for adult instruction and teaching them about Jesus and helping them come to church and so forth. And hopefully another couple or so will come up too because of the festival coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, people can see what it's all about, but yeah. it doesn't matter where you go to church or if you go to church or anything. You just like to see a lot of people there.
We'd like to see a lot of people there. You know, the cars hopefully invite, bring in a lot of people. I'm sure John talked about the cars themselves and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I can go, back a few years and see if there's anything that I would have liked to have had when I was a teenager.
I like how you say that, because if you're like me, you didn't always own the car that you'd like to have. You drove what you could afford.
Well, my first car was a 73 Pinto.
Oh!
The bomb blaster.
That was. You had to be careful. Somebody didn't run into you there.
Yes.
That one. I wonder, there could be a Pinto there. You never know.
I hope. Well, if not...
It survived, right?
Yes.
So this fall festival brings people, the community together, and I'm guessing that's your whole focus and your goal, isn't it?
That's really the focus, yes, is to let people know, that we're here and we want to serve them in however we can.
And you mentioned that you still have the 4K, the preschool.
Yes.
How can people find out more information on that?
They can check out the Facebook page that is still active. We do have a website. I'm not that involved with the website because I'm of that generation, and I still use a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not always on the internet.
I can relate to that
yes.
a little bit. And then do you have anything else coming up this fall at Bethlehem Lutheran you'd like to promote?
Well, later on this fall, we'll be having our Christmas thing, mm-hmm. Where we have the live nativity set going on right at the church, which is the old school building that we've actually had people come and take a peek at what the school looks like since they had gone there many years ago. And so that's coming up too. I'm still learning more activities that they're doing themselves, being more involved with the church. We always have fellowship afterwards. We're starting a Bible class after church now this coming Sunday, and Sunday school is going to get going again. And there was one thing that came to mind that now is slipping through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. It's not on your flip phone.
No.
You mentioned the live nativity that you do, and you actually have the real animals there and everything.
We have it's the Tiny Acres. Tiny Acres comes,
mm-hmm.
and they bring some of their animals. Yes, we have a display there with Tiny Acres, and then various members of the congregation get dressed up. A couple as a narrator, a couple were there as Joseph and Mary, and... maybe a doll or maybe a tiny infant might portray Jesus in the cradle at that time. The young couple I'm taking through adult instructions, they have a 7-month-old right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that coming up. We will have special services for Thanksgiving and that along the way, and special services for Christmas. Oh, catechism was the one thing. I got to get involved again with catechism, teaching confirmation classes again that I haven't done for several years. Mm-hmm. So we'll get involved with that again, too. So we have, I think that's pretty much what I can think of right offhand that's coming up in the near future.
Wonderful. And speaking of Tiny Acres, you're going to get a little bit of a sneak preview, because I think some of the animals might be showing up this weekend.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I'm still learning all the things going on with this. I do. John said there are 4 major trophies that they're mm-hmm. handed out at that time. One of them happens to be a Pastor's Choice trophy.
Really?
So I got to walk around and look closely at what's my favorite vehicle.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have one that you kind of lean toward, a muscle car or something else?
Well, I always had the dream of those early Mustangs. This late 60s or maybe 71, 72, something like that. before they made the Mustang pony.
Uh-huh. Right. So I'm sure there could be some there this weekend at the show. Jed's Car Show going on at Bethlehem Lutheran.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
You may already be seeing some holiday decorations at the store, but guess what? We're not seeing holiday impacts on the marketplace yet. I'm Pierre Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg, says right now when it comes to the dairy complex, we're missing some of those seasonal buyers, those folks that are in the marketplace buying things like cheese for cheese boxes coming up during the holidays. He said it may come, but right now it's missing.
And I'll be the first to own. I got egg on my face right now. This is very typically a time of year where I like to leave a section of milk open to see what can happen. This is our prime time for all the reasons you just stated. And in the moment of now, to our dismay, it hasn't mattered. We've done nothing but break, which is fairly telling about the supply situation and probably more importantly, the lack of interested buyers during this demand season. Now, that said, it's early September. That window is still probably another 30 days out of all these holiday orders needing to come to fruition.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg. And that seasonal demand missing means that markets were down again yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese dropped another 4 cents to 163.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 cents to 162. Double A butter on Thursday down 3.75 cents, 192.75 a pound. What's happening on a Friday morning? Well, those numbers are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough, all to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This morning in overnight trade, right now we've got December corn unchanged at 419. March corn unchanged 437. November beans down a penny, currently at 1033. December wheat's unchanged at 521. July new crop unchanged, 558. Right now, October class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down 2 cents, 1630. November this morning stands 1625 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and summer-like with a high of 82. For tonight, a stray shower or storm can't be completely ruled out after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 64. Partly sunny with a high of 86 on Saturday. Right now, 53 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Remember, along with the weekday newsletters I was talking about just a bit ago that Ellie is putting together for us now, there is our Sunday morning newsletter with a focus on politics. It includes our question of the week. And with everything else that's been happening this week, we don't want to lose sight of what was happening before then. And that included a president who was flip-flopping on the Epstein files and once again delaying justice for the victims. What caused the flip-flop? We give you some multiple choice options, and if you want to be the first to see that, then sign up for our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Back with our Week in Review panel, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalist Mark Jacob, and Jennifer Schulze. And Jennifer, let me go to you this on this first about the Charlie Kirk murder. You can feel the tension. You can hear the conversational wrestling about how you talk about somebody who was murdered, clearly did not deserve to be murdered. Violence is not the answer. But you also can't sane wash who Charlie Kirk was and what he stands for. And you've got people saying, well, that's just violent rhetoric. When, I'm sorry, calling a racist isn't violent rhetoric, and he doesn't deserve to be murdered. But I don't feel like we should be sugarcoating who Charlie Kirk was.
I think a lot of the mainstream media, particularly Ezra Klein of the New York Times.
Oh, yeah, we're going there next.
Completely ignored intentionally who Charlie Kirk was. I have had the misfortune of actually listening to his radio show for reporting purposes. And I'm like many people have just for fun. It's just shocking. But I could tell you from my own experience that if you had even listened to one show, let alone done a job and really paid attention to his massive media output, and let's just say he has a massive media enterprise. He is on every platform. He is doing, did events. He is everywhere all the time with the same type of rhetoric, and it is vile. It is hateful. I want to remind people that he started the "I won't go on an airplane that's being flown by a black pilot. I won't have surgery but with a black surgeon." He is was a racist. And anybody who is ignoring that is not, well, they're not doing journalism. They're doing propaganda. And it's really disgraceful.
Yeah. And Ezra Klein, he's the poster child for this, saying that, you know, that Charlie Kirk was practicing politics the right way, didn't deserve to be murdered. Mark Harris had a great response to Ezra Klein, saying, "You can write this only if by virtue of your income, identity, or both, you are utterly removed from the consequences of politics. To pretend that the racist, misogynistic, anti-gay vileness that Kirk spent his life spreading is secondary to the fact that he spread it the right way is appalling, Mark."
Yeah, it was. I was floored by that headline, you know, and I think that the problem, just following on Jennifer, I feel like the problem is that they will say, well, Charlie Kirk had controversial views, or his views didn't, you know, not everyone accepted his views, or they won't get specific. I mean, he said just this month, "Islam is a sword the left is using to slit the throat of America." So he is constantly going after Muslims in this country. He's a crystal fascist. He was shot. I think that's terrible for everyone. It's bad for this country that people get shot for what they believe in, even if they believe in vile things. And but he believed in final things. And for the news media need to get specific on the things he said and not just vague it out by calling him controversial.
So, Jim, let's take it to a First Amendment standpoint, which I know it sounds like a slam dunk. You know, the First Amendment protects speech no matter how vile, and violence is never the answer. And I'm definitely not asking you to stand in for Charlie Kirk, except to say we all understand that in this country, like it or not, vile speech, by and large, is protected.
Supreme Court and other courts have always said that we will let you say uninformed, offensive, even violative of our basic norms. We'll say that out loud because that's how important the First Amendment is. There is a line. There is a line. And it's either you can call it fighting words. You can call it incitement to violence. There is a limitation on the First Amendment. And that's also to be understood. The question, of course, whether Charlie Kirk has crossed that here, that's obviously for further analysis. But there is a First Amendment analysis to be undertaken here. I would offer Pat and others, there's also, again, a Second Amendment analysis, which is putting aside all of this, which I endorse, everything that the three of you have said wholeheartedly. You know, the Supreme Court has also told us unequivocally, at the pen of Antonin Scalia, 17 years ago, can you regulate guns? Can you address this problem in America, whether it's there in Utah Valley University or Evergreen High School? The answer is yes. You can impose reasonable, rational limitations, restrictions, all those words on the manufacture, sale, transfer, possession, use of weapons in America. That is legal. That is constitutional. The fact of the matter is that we know that things work. Things like extreme risk protection orders, safe gun storage, loopholes for the gun shows, assault weapons bans. We don't know, you know, all these kinds of things work. We know they work because in states that have passed them, the rates of gun violence go down dramatically. We know the American public is behind this overwhelmingly. And so generations down the road will be calling upon all of us, our great-grandchildren and grandchildren, asking us, you knew what you could do. You could do it legally. People were in favor of this. People are getting killed, whether it's the Mark Kirk, the Kirks of the world, or the other people in this country. Why didn't you do anything? Yeah. Why didn't you do anything? And there is no answer to that in America anymore. There is no answer to that.
No.
We can do it, and we can make it happen tomorrow if we wanted to.
Part of it is you have a right-wing ecosphere that is, again, continuing this perverse interpretation of the Second Amendment. But, Jennifer, it that just goes under the category of disinformation. And as Greg Sargent put it the other day, the MAGA disinformation machine is as bad as I've ever seen it. The job numbers, they're saying they're fake. The falling crime stats are bogus. The tariff fiasco, they're saying, is actually a wild success. And Trump's letter on the Epstein birthday card is forged. I mean, it is more difficult than ever to inform people when the misinformation machine is churning things out in such volume, as you said a few minutes ago.
Well, I think a couple of things to keep in mind, that a lot of that churn is happening and only a small part of the country are seeing it. Not everybody is online. I heard a commentator say they suspected that most of America wouldn't even know who Charlie Kirk was, by way of example of just what's been in the, you know, ecosystem lately. But yes, MAGA has turned the world upside down. MAGA media, which is growing by the minute. I mean, the idea that Paramount, who just bought CBS, might now also buy CNN. It should be really frightening for all of us. Pretty soon, the oligarchs are going to own all of the media except stuff like civic media, but all of the big media, and that is going to make this even worse.
And by the way, Mark, we have seen this happen before. We've talked about Hungary and Viktor Orban and how private money buys up media and then is, you know, sympathetic or in support of the state. So it's not the state seizing the media, but when you see big media mergers like this, I mean, I don't know if it's part of your newsletter about Trump becoming a dictator, but it certainly is in that playbook.
Yeah, I do mention it, that the idea of media, what they call media capture, which is that the would-be dictator or his allies buy up all the big media, and so that the truth, the facts, get either, you know, disappeared or strongly muted, you know, and Orban's been doing that. It's in the fascist playbook. I mean, that's what they do, and it's very alarming to see it. We need to pay attention to media that are trustworthy. You know, I mean, I like to always push the Guardian, and I think that it's sadly ironic that a UK-based news outlet is covering American politics better than any of the American publications. And the Guardian had a story that I put on my Blue Sky account, listing all the horrible things that Charlie Kirk said. I mean, get to the facts, and they do get to the facts.
There is also, I saw an article this week from under the Badger Project, and the headline is UW-Madison story, partisan news sours consumers on political compromise. Now, that headline sounds rather both sides-ish, but their subhead says right-leaning media users are less likely to support political compromise, a new study suggests. And in general, partisan media consumers tend to see political disagreements as right or wrong. And again, Jennifer, I would just caution against the both sides-ism. You can have a point of view in journalism. We're right up front about that at Up North News and Courier Newsroom. But it also has to be fact-based, and that should be the standard, right?
Yeah. I mean, it does come back to facts. So that's the difference between what you do, what a lot of news organizations, frankly, a lot of the smaller ones, like The Guardian is a perfect example. What they do is fact-based as opposed to propaganda, where the intent of Fox is not to tell you the truth. It is to move things in a particular direction to cause disruption, to get certain bills passed, but the goal is propaganda. It doesn't have anything to do with facts. And separating those out and understanding the difference between them, it's really hard for people. I mean, Fox is the most watched cable news, and I hate to use news when I describe them, but they are the most watched in the country, and by a lot of people. You know, 5 million people watched Jesse Waters the other night say that Democrats were the villains in the Charlie Kirk murder and should be attacked. And people should, like, come after them basically with pitchforks. I mean, a lot of people are getting the propaganda. Fewer people are getting the facts.
Yeah. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, let's just in the last couple minutes of this segment hit on another decision that came out where essentially was it just Chief Justice John Roberts alone who allowed President Trump to continue to block foreign aid? I mean, between the Supreme Court and this Congress, how much unilateral power they're giving to the chief executive is, I mean, concerning, alarming, you know, pick your word.
Absolutely. And once again, we go back to this notion that the Supreme Court should be resolving these matters based upon briefs and based upon argument and should be telling us the reasons for doing what it is doing. If these were insignificant small things around the edges, they're major policy decisions. And it is another reason for Americans to be very upset about the highest court in the land, including the Chief Justice, who has to think about his legacy. I talked before about how we think about this in our generations to come. When you look back on this era, and especially this, the last 8 months or so, and the decisions by the Supreme Court, this is just the latest one, making these decisions, giving the president the capacity to go ahead while the underlying merits are still being argued. They've not been resolved. That's the outrage of all this. And once again, I'll say it the second time this morning, shame on you. Shame on you, Chief Justice John Roberts.
Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Jennifer Schulze, our Week in Review panel with us here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. In our next hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lierley a bit about Not a Doctor, Robert Kennedy Jr., and what he had to say about autism and Tylenol. And Mike Clemens will be along as well to talk about the Packer victory last night over Washington. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Local news. weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all that.
But, well, now it's all know, like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Joanne Krulotz, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Charlie Kirk, the CEO and co-founder of the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, was fatally shot at an event at a Utah college. His killing Wednesday is the latest example of political violence in the U.S., spanning a range of political ideologies and affecting both major political parties. Governor Spencer Cox called the killing a political assassination. Two people were detained Wednesday, but neither was determined to be connected to the shooting, and both were released, public safety officials said. A man from Lancaster died in a farm accident Monday afternoon. Around 1:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a man who was caught underneath farming equipment on Boyce Creek Road in South Lancaster Township. Emergency personnel, both from Lancaster Fire Department and Lancaster EMS, responded to the scene. When the initial responding personnel arrived on scene, they discovered Robert Stater, 77, of Lancaster, was deceased. The investigation into the accident showed that Stater and another man were working on a piece of farm machinery when Robert Stater became caught in the moving parts and died as a result of the injuries he sustained. At the Capitol, Wisconsin law enforcement leaders say they're facing challenges in recruitment and retention. Columbia County Sheriff Roger Brandner also leads associations representing sheriffs and deputy sheriffs statewide.
When I got hired back in 1991, for one job, you would see hundreds of applicants. Hundreds for one job. Right now, we run multiple processes to get one person in the door. That's an incredible change.
Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball says some new hires don't stick around.
Typically, within the first 3 years, we see a number of people who will leave. I would say anywhere in the first 1 to 3 years, about 10.
Sheriffs and police chiefs told a legislative committee on Tuesday that negative public perceptions have played a part in decreased interest in law enforcement careers. SSM Health Monroe Hospital, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, and SSM Health Waupun Memorial Hospital earned a 5-star rating from Nurse Communication from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The rating is based on data collected in the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems survey and reflects how well patients felt their nurses explained things clearly, listened carefully, and treated them with courtesy and respect. Only 529 hospitals in the U.S. received a 5-star rating for nurse communication. More than 4,000 hospitals across the country are surveyed and rated across 10 categories using Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data. Homecoming week is currently underway at the Weston School District. Homecoming is early this year at Weston. Molly Kasten is the district administrator of Weston Schools.
We had previously had our plan for homecoming as, I think it was October 17th. And this summer, the WIAA changed the 8-man football schedule, and October 17th was no longer a game. And so we had to adjust. You know, when you co-op, you have to share the home games. And so there was a limited number, and so the only date we had available was September 12th. So our second week of school, we have homecoming.
During the week, there are various activities being held for students to show their school spirit, including different dress-up days each day. Friday and Saturday, there will also be a full slate of events.
Friday, we will have our parade in Cazenovia again this year at 2:30. And then the game that night is at 5:30. Our pork feed for the FFA is before that from 4 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. And at 4:30 is our distinguished alumni induction, and that's at the school. And the Silver Eagle Foundation is hosting an alumni social at Hillpoint Hideaway at 8 o'clock, which is hopefully after the game. And then the next day on Saturday at 8 o'clock is our homecoming dance.
Friday night's football game will feature Waniwok Weston taking on Monticello in 8-player action. Enjoy the activities and support the sports teams during homecoming week at the Weston School District. The 2025 Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment Education Series will offer a free quarterly support and education series about brain health and living well with MCI. Pam Kohlberg, Dementia Care Specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country, invites you to join her at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from 9:30 to 11:30.
If you want to learn more about what is it that they, how do they decide if somebody has one of the forms of dementia, Alzheimer's, Lewy body, whatever, what's that testing? And so there's a really interesting program out of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, and people can go on September 12th from 9:30 to 11:30. There's a program about it. Well, it's online. So what I thought is if I'm going to sit and watch this, I could sit and watch it with other people, right? So, you know, you can come in person to the community center during that time, like 9 o'clock on September 12th, and I'm going to go online and watch this program. It's about 2 hours. They usually have, it's like a hybrid program, right? There's somebody up on the screen talking about what's involved with cognitive testing and brain imaging. You know, there's so much now. Where does that fit? So you can come and watch it with me at the community center. You can also go online, and you would just go to, it's called the other ADRC, the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center through UW-Wisconsin. And so I'll have this stuff online. I'll have this at the ADRC to find out. So if people want to watch it from their home, they can, or they can come sit with me from, you know, 9:30, 11:30 on September 12th and hear more about kind of the testing they do. It's still a pretty evolving field. It's amazing. We've known about Alzheimer's since, you know, over 100 years, but we're still figuring out how to detect it. And I think it's a little bit like cancer. There's so many different kinds and so many different parts of the body. Same thing with dementia. There's so many different kinds and different parts of the brain that there's a lot that they, it's kind of a tricky thing to diagnose. So anyway, it's called Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment.
Register to attend the live online event via Zoom at adrc.wisc.edu/mci or attend the Richland Center Community Center to view with dementia care specialist Pam Kohlberg Friday from 9:30 to 11:30.
You've been listening to WRCE's local news on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him right in now. Custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody. Federal investigators and state officials had released photos and a video of the person they thought was responsible for shooting Kirk once in the neck at a college rally on the campus of Utah Valley University this week. President Trump, again on Fox, praising investigators in Utah.
Local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
There is a news conference expected in Utah about a half hour from now. This is ABC.